This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
So Big Ten tournament is going to be up next week. I guess the question, who's not the top three teams, but in your opinion, who are the hottest three teams in the Big Ten going into this tournament?
I would say Iowa. I would say Ohio State. And you could – Purdue's an easy one, so I'm not going to go there. But you could say Indiana.
I was about to say, you could say Purdue if you want. I mean, like, if I said, okay, Harold, $10,000, I'm going to give you three teams, and if either one of these three teams win the Big Ten tournament, you get $100,000. Who are the three you taking?
Oh, in that case, yeah, I'm going Purdue, Illinois, and I'll go Iowa. I would go Iowa as my third.
I like where you're going, but I also like Ohio State, man. There's something happened when they did that coaching change. All of a sudden, he's able to identify the plan for this man. I think he should be the head coach, but I'm not the athletic director there. They're going to go for a big name. I keep hearing Sean Miller is in the mix. I think you're wasting your time. I think you're wasting your effort because I think you got somebody that you could probably pay a lot less. Iowa, man, I want to say Iowa, but I've seen this movie. Iowa just, they're not made for the big moment, man. They're not. You may be too young to remember the old Bugs Bunny cartoon with Michigan J. Frog. But he was singing dance when nobody was around. But as soon as the lights got bright, he just turned back to a frog. That's what I see with the Iowa Hawkeyes. Purdue, I mean, I've been Brad Underwood and a lot of different coaches said, what's the difference between Purdue, like the Big Ten and Purdue? And they're like, well, they got Zach Edey and nobody else does. Zach Edey gets away with a lot. Gets away with a lot of traveling. Gets away with a lot of fouls. Gets a lot of good whistles. But yeah, so long as they are, my question is, if you're Purdue, Izzo would never feel bad when his teams were good if they didn't win the Big Ten tournament. Because if they got knocked out on a Friday or Saturday, it meant we got extra days rest, bigger fish to fry. You're Purdue, you're one seed for Painter. I wonder if they had that same mentality. Yeah, it's cool you win. Because it's always like, yeah, look, if we make it to Saturday and we lose, fine, we get a day off. But if we win, well, we might as well try to win this damn thing. If I'm Purdue, knowing that the stigma is you don't do well in the tournament, it almost seems beneficial for them to really not take the Big Ten tournament serious. I know it sounds ridiculous if you're a competitor. But why burn yourself out playing three games in 3 days when you can get some rest knowing everybody's waiting for you to fail and you can prove them all wrong?
Yeah, I think that's a good point because if I'm Purdue and I already know I have the one seed locked up, I already know I'm playing my first two games in Indianapolis. I know I'm going to be in the Midwest regional in Detroit. I'm still going to try to win it, but maybe I don't play Zach Edey 35 minutes. Maybe he only plays 30. Maybe Braden Smith, Fletcher Lure, we don't see as much of them. We see more of the younger guys come in and play, especially like on that Friday against the 8-9. Maybe it's a situation where you just see the minutes slide back a little bit to try to keep them fresh. Because you're right, there's no point in trying to burn yourself out when you have much bigger fish to fry. And I feel like last year when we saw them win the tournament – You know, they kind of breezed through the second half of the Rutgers game that Friday. Then they killed Ohio State on Saturday. But then that Penn State game, they almost wound up losing it and then had to, you know, fight to finish it. Then they didn't really seem to have a ton of gas in the tank for when they played Fairleigh Dickinson. And so you definitely want to win it as a competitor, like you said. But if you don't, I mean, you won the Big Ten regular season and you're going to win it by minimum three games, most likely. So, like, your legacy is already cemented there. Like, you got much bigger fish to fry. If you win it, cool. If not, it's not a big deal at all.
Yeah, I've always said winning the Big Ten regular season, especially if you do it outright, means more because you have to do it through 20 games rather than – I've seen teams get hot. I saw Iowa get hot. I saw Ohio State team with Brent Darby back in the day. They had a losing record. They just got hot, and they end up – I saw Penn State do it. You can get hot and win this thing. Doesn't mean you're the greatest team. It just means you're the hottest team at that moment. So, yeah, I now look at it –
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.